Chuck Gasquet how often he takes ibuprofen. He goes, you don't want to know.
No, that I'm afraid to think about their stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a good thing.
But these players, there's
nothing.
Well,
he's at 37?
37, yeah.
37,
yeah. Maybe heading upwards from that. So both players are still on the court. No one's taking a bathroom break. But Surinderlo's got to clear his head and really clear his mind, because if Djokovic is injured, even remotely, the drop shot is the shot. He used it really well in sets, in set three in particular, and early on in set four. But he's going to have to remember how he got to the point that he did. Meanwhile, Fritz and Ruud, it was 5-1 Fritz in the tiebreak. It's now 5-all. Ruud fights back. He's had so many break points in this set. But he's now looking to try and grab the initiative. Fritz had the 5-1 lead.
It's good effort for Fritz, though, playing against Ruud, yeah. Who's, you know, so much better than, I mean, on paper than Fritz is on clay.
Yeah, I think, you know, let's see. It's hard to play against someone you think is injured. Surinderlo is going to have to basically decide now that Novak is not injured and play him as if he is 100%. It's the only option he's got. It's going to be Djokovic to get us underway in this final set. The court having been swept, the court looking perfect. They do a very good job of sweeping that court quickly. Takes me a lot longer at my club.
Well, they have about four guys there,
yeah,
but
exactly.
If you're alone, that makes sense. Or with your partner.
Second serve from Djokovic to open the set as Surinderlo tries to manoeuvre Djokovic around the court. There's the drop shot. It's a good one on the forehand side. Djokovic gets there, but Surinderlo should put it away. He just does. He just waits to see where Djokovic has gone and sends it the other way instead. That's exactly what Sophie Amiak was saying. Use the drop shot.
You have to use the drop shot. You have to make him move one thing, side to side. Maybe wrong foot him?
Yep. John saying, Novak's the Terminator. You've got to love him. Love 15. This is the first serve. He's not got the radar in on the serve. That's the only thing that's not working at the moment. One thing we know about Djokovic is when his back is to the wall, he is very dangerous. When people think he's going to lose or he's down, usually turns it round and comes back. Surinderlo, good backhand up the line, has Djokovic at full stretch. Djokovic always doing the splits. Pass from Djokovic, half volley on the baseline. Absolutely perfect.
See, he's just going back and forth, right and left. I mean, that last forehand should have gone back behind the body of Djokovic just to try that. He had a perfect example right there. Instead, he went inside out, kind of like in the run, and really didn't bother Djokovic.
I mean, right now, if you just came in on this match, you would not know that Djokovic had anything
has been hurt. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. But so this is what happened at the end of the first set. Problem with the knee. Lost the second and third.
Serves at 15-all. Good return on the backhand from Surinderlo. Unloads on a forehand up the line, but misses.
Yeah, if you're Surinderlo, you have to accept the rally right now.
Yep.
This is 20th unforced error off the forehand wing. 15 for Novak today. And it is first set for Casper Ruud. 8-6 in the tiebreak.
Wow.
In Susan Lenglen. That was a tough, tough first set for him.
How long that? An hour and 17 minutes that set took. They could be playing forever. Big serve from Djokovic. It's 40-15. Annie says, Djokovic could feel 80% while presenting as someone feeling 60%, timing it so that the opponent doesn't have the opportunity to readjust his game. This alleged comeback happens often with Djokovic, one of the reasons I don't really root for him. Well, it certainly makes it hard for the opponent to know what he's thinking, which is a smart thing, as he serves at 40-15. Pulls it to the forehand corner of Surinderlo, who moves quickly across to his backhand but doesn't have to hit it because the forehand goes long. Jody, who we had a chat with yesterday, who has a very harsh opinion of players losing leads. So I won't say he choked, but Surinderlo absolutely did give that set away. He went away from the drop shots that were working, started missing first serves and committing errors that he wasn't making before. Definitely gave it away. Well, again, I think a combination of the two. He certainly went away from his game plan, stopped doing the drop shots, but Djokovic also picked up his game big time. Sorundolo, backhand to the backhand of Djokovic, who's serving at 40-30 as they go to another of these rallies where they just pepper each other in. No one manoeuvring the other one around yet as Djokovic then starts to pull Sorundolo around the court. Immediately he does. He draws the error. He holds serve to 30. Forehand goes long. And Djokovic ahead in the match for the first time since early in the second set.
Yeah, it's been a while, definitely, that he got the lead.
Yeah, early in the third set, I suppose, because Sorundolo levelled up to one set all. But it's been a while.
Closing in on 4 hours. On this court, Philippe Chatrier.
What was it the other night? 4 hours, 17 or something?
17. They finished at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Latest ever finish at Roland Garros.
Mm-hmm.
3:07 or 3:08. Djokovic wins the fourth set to the surprise of none of us, says Marie. He'll go down as the player to win most matches with an injury. Mind you, in cricket, a bowler once took 5 wickets in a test match with a broken toe. The meds gave him painkillers before the match and during the match. I once saw Malcolm Marshall, the late Malcolm Marshall, West Indies, fantastic fast bowler, batted with a broken hand. He got 4 runs and then was out, but he could still bowl because it was the other hand. And West Indies beat England easily, which happened a lot back in the 80s. Djokovic finds the baseline or the junction of the baseline and the sideline on the first point of the Sorundolo serve, who sort of kicks the clay away in disappointment. And it's danger time here for Sorundolo. Big time.
It's been danger. Dangerous throughout the second set as well.
I mean, the experience levels are massive difference between the two, of course. As he serves to Djokovic, who again finds the baseline with a return and then launches into a forehand. But Sorundolo does get there. Now he puts the forehand back behind Djokovic a little bit. Djokovic's depth is suddenly right there again.
I mean, you have to think that Sorundolo might be also tired, you know, mentally, physically. This is now approaching 4 hours. And you can tell, I mean, he just doesn't have the vigor that he had earlier. I think he's maybe a bit mentally affected also by this whole aspect of the game that came in play with the knee problem of Djokovic.
It would have been interesting to see what a Casper Ruud would have done to Novak in this state today, for example. Someone who's more experienced and playing on top of their game. Sorundolo trying to dig himself out of a hole at love 13. He gets another shot from Djokovic that hits the baseline, skids off it, and the backhand goes long, and it's 3 break points to the world number one.
Wow. Unbelievable what he's able to do right now. That's... not even understandable, really.
Yeah.
When you think about where it was. 2-1 down, fought for his life in the fourth, winning it 7-5.
4-2 down in the fourth. Suddenly, 3 break points and a second serve to attack, and he does attack on the backhand side. Backhand back behind Djokovic is a good one from Sorundolo, and the backhand on the stretch from Djokovic.
See, that was better. Wrong-footing Djokovic.
Randall says, even if Novak does get out of this, what's his condition going to be like moving forward? He's Novak, I understand, but back-to-back five setters and a knee issue and 37 years old.
And playing maybe with best player on the clay, Casper Ruud.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It'll be definitely very low percentage of chances to go through, if he can even play, because, I mean, you don't even know how that knee is going to react overnight.
Could
in
swell
the next
up.
Day and a half.
But it is Novak, so we never know.
That's true.
Second serve again from Sorundolo. Plays the backhand straight down the middle of the court, denying Djokovic room to get an angle. But the backhand from Djokovic now is into the backhand corner of Sorundolo. Djokovic absolutely rock solid on that backhand side. Backhand from Sorundolo. Djokovic moving really well to it. Back it up the line from Sorundolo. Changing the direction. Changes the pace and the spin with a forehand cross court. But the backhand is good from Djokovic on the angle. Backhand is in the net from Sorundolo, and Djokovic breaks. And he leads 2-love in this final set. His team are happy. They're on their feet. cheering on Djokovic.
He's going to change racket again.
I think you're right about Cerundolo, though. The, you know, the effect of all this in terms of the stress and tension. It's physically exhausting, it's mentally exhausting.
Well, I think it's mentally exhausting, and because of that, it just goes and translates into the legs and the body.
Yeah.
So, two love. Djokovic looking to consolidate the break. This is the first serve. Getting a bit more cloudy overhead. Not as much sunshine as there was. But still dry, and that's a nice thing to be able to say. Roof off all day. No rain in the air. Good second serve from Djokovic right onto the sideline, and he's got Cerundolo out of position. He plays the backhand into the open court.
Yeah, that second serve completely opened the court, just going wide. Cerundolo was not even seen on the court. The backhand cross court, the 1-2 punch.
And even when he was seemingly struggling the most with the knee issue, Djokovic was still serving well. He's still competing on his service games. And now he's starting to look to motor through the rest of this set as Cerundolo plays a backhand pass straight to Djokovic at the net and puts it away. Leslie says, when I saw Taylor Fritz and Casper Ruud were playing each other, my first thought was that this is going to be a long match. Could be. Fritz played five sets in the last round, so you wonder whether he might be a little tired. But Ruud loves to grind out those matches. And he's looking to move ahead in that match, having taken the first set on the tiebreak. Djokovic serving at 30 love, misses the first serve. Crowd incredibly quiet between points. Turn from Cerundolo with a little bit more on it this time. Tries to get some depth to force Djokovic back. Backhand clips the tape, and then Djokovic misses the backhand. He starts waving his hand around towards his team. Still having conversations with them. Not surprisingly, these conversations only happen after losing points, mostly.
Not sure what he's... I mean, what can he be saying to them?
I don't know. I think he gets a lot of emotional energy out of doing that, whereas most people would lose the energy. He gets an extra impetus. Serves down the tee at 30-15. It's chopped back on the forehand by Cerundolo. Then he hits a forehand cross court. Djokovic 2 feet off the ground as he hits his forehand. And he goes long with the next one. And staring at his team again. It's 30-all. He's ranting towards his team. His wife, Yelena, is on her feet. She's the only one in the box on her feet. And she's talking back at him. I think she's the only one who can get away with that. She's smiling. I don't think she's seen it all before. She's nervous, but she's confident too. Djokovic, 2-love, 30-all. Cerundolo waits about 8-10 feet behind the baseline. He returns on the backhand side. Djokovic forehand to the backhand of Cerundolo, goes straight down the middle. Djokovic then hits a backhand that stays quite low on Cerundolo, but he does well to deal with it. Good depth from Cerundolo, backhand from Djokovic. Another one, slightly shorter on the angle. Slice approach from Djokovic. Cerundolo whips it down the line for a winner. Now it's his turn to wave to the crowd.
Yeah, he wants some love. Somebody's going to give him some love. No, Djokovic is having a complete monologue. Well, I mean, it'd be nice at some point that he actually applauds the pass down the line from Cerundolo, because that was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that was a heck of a shot. It's as good as a shot as he hit for ages. He needs it. He needs this break back. It's a break back point, 30-40. Serve down the middle. Djokovic having to move quickly to his left off a good return on the forehand from Cerundolo. He's got a mid-court ball to attack. He's missed it. And Cerundolo lets Djokovic off. He's bending down over his knees in disgust.
Oh, he was so close.
Oh, didn't need to be that good. Djokovic had gone the other way. Would have been a clean winner if it had been 2 feet inside the sideline. But it's back to juice instead. Two love, juice. Djokovic serves wide to the Serena left forehand, who's waiting for it. Gets quickly across to the backhand, and they go backhand. Drop shot from Djokovic is into the net. And this time it's him, Djokovic, who leans down and bends down over his knees and can't believe he missed it. It's his favourite drop shot.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, this is absolutely so big for Cirondolo. His camp is looking at him, telling him, pointing to his head. Keep fighting out there. I can tell that he's himself starting to feel it really physically, no doubt.
It's break point again. The ball bouncing goes on. Djokovic serves well wide and long. No shot clock between the first and second serves, which is why Djokovic averages about 15 seconds between the two. Bounces the ball with his racket a few times, turns the racket over and starts the ball bouncing. Now he's ready to go. Cirundolo moves around. Oh, it's a big second serve from Djokovic. Backhand from the Serbian, straight down the middle. Cirundolo was equal to that serve, and he's now back in the rally. Backhand to the backhand of the Argentinian, who pulls Djokovic wider. Djokovic moving to his forehand to play the forehand up the line. Gets a big help off the top of the net, but actually it helps Cirundolo, who pumps the backhand down the line, and he's back in it. Break goes to the Argentinian. 2-1.
What a fighter. Absolutely incredible what Cirundolo has been able to do here, to break right back and be on serve here.
And you've got to wonder, it was 2-love, 30-love, Sophie, when Djokovic starts ranting towards his team all of a sudden.
For what reason? It makes no sense. He has not been in a better position in this whole match. No. Except maybe after the first set, but still. But as looking at Cirundolo right now in his chair, you can look at him and he looks so tired.
He looks
spent, completely spent.
He does, but that will give him a lift at least. Back on serve in the fifth. Over on court, Suzanne Longlen. Taylor Fritz has an early break in the second. He leads 2-love. Rude having taken the first set on the tiebreak. And a message from, let's see. Happy Me says, in Djokovic's defence, surely even he would not fake an injury to go 2-1 down. Isn't it just that his knee is now feeling a bit better? Well, there's no question the knee must be feeling better, because he's moving perfectly fine now. So I guess, you know, he obviously took medication and that has helped. And maybe, as we said, he wouldn't have been playing on if it was a serious injury that he was going to make worse, because there's Wimbledon to come. There's the rest of this tournament to come first. There's Wimbledon and then there's the Olympics, and he wants to win all those.
That's for sure. I mean, if it was that bad, yeah, there's no way he would be out there still.
Lizzie in Utah says, nervous to get my hopes up, but come on, Cirundolo. Oh, big forehand return from Djokovic. He cuts the ball off at the angle, whips the forehand cross court, a flat forehand actually. Well, no time for Cirundolo.
He's doing what Djokovic does best, and that is the returner serve. Best receiver in the game.
Love 15. Good serve, but Djokovic gets there. Oh, Djokovic is down.
Oh.
He slipped to the back of the court. He is now on his knees, sort of on his pick. The ball boy's picked up his racket. His ball was to the forehand side. He stumbled in the clay, way behind the baseline. I think he's okay. He's now got a towel in his hands and he's walking back to his chair. The ball boy's standing with his racket, wandering towards the bench as well. Djokovic having a word with the umpire.
At all.
Well, he's not happy, is he? Heard that.
Well, here's the thing. It is slippery.
It's a clay court.
But it is slippery as it is. It is slippery for both players. So why would it be more slippery for him is the question.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And clay courts are slippery. We're just seeing a replay. He just lost his footing. Clay courts are slippery. People slip all the time. I don't think it's not like it's a part of the court that has a hole in it or something like that. Something very different. He just fell over. But he's not happy that he heard him telling the umpire, you know better than me, supervisor knows better than me, ground staff, well done. Court's not slippery, sarcastic chat. More stuff for Surinderlo to put out of his head. Just get on with the job. Fritz 3-love on Longlen in the second set. So Surinderlo serving at 1-2, 15-all. To the backhand of Djokovic, who plays the return straight down the middle, then a big one up the line, but it's wide. I mean, the rights and wrongs of what Djokovic thinks of a slippery clay court, if you get it in your head that the court's slippery.
Well, if you get it in your head and you keep focusing on it, it's going to be more slippery.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're going to think everything's slippery. Just a close-up of his knee. It looks like it's bleeding slightly. I think if it bleeds a lot, they'll have to get him to clean it up. Backhand from Surinderlo is good. Djokovic at full stretch on the splits almost on the forehand, but the forehand up the line from Surinderlo is good. Djokovic just blowing his hands, trying to clean them.
Yeah, that's a very aggressive play from Surinderlo.
A couple of points to level up.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't want to go into many long rallies, so he's really pushing and trying to be so aggressive. That last forehand inside out winner was a very good one. 40-15, Surinderlo, 1-2 in the fifth.
Serve out wide. Djokovic slaps back the forehand. Now he has to move forward to a backhand. He plays a drop shot. Here comes Surinderlo. A little flick cross court again. It's beautifully done. We've seen that shot before, and it wins in his service game. And we're level again at 2-2.
Yeah, and Djokovic got to wipe out a little bit of the clay that he has on his hand as well still.
Yeah, put a lot of clay all over him.
He's got clay on his back as well.
That shirt's going to take a bit of cleaning later on.
That's if he wins.
Yeah.
If he loses, I think that shirt is gone. Bye-bye. Overall.
Burned to death. Djokovic serving 2-game all, just getting himself ready. Crowd getting behind him again. Remember, he led 2-love in this fifth set. Remember, he had a knee injury earlier in the match, after the beginning of the second set. Couldn't move properly for quite a long period. It's been moving a lot better since, but he's not happy with the slipperiness of the court as he sees it. And he starts his service game at 2-2. Forehand return from Surinderlo. And the forehand in the net from Djokovic, who then runs towards the net to his bag to maybe wash his hands a little, I think. May change a racket as well. Seemed to be an issue with his knee as he ran to the net. Definitely moving better. I think it's obviously not happy in general. But he's in this match. It's a real dogfight now. Love 15. Remember, he led 2-love, 30-love in this set. Good serve down the tee. Chopped back by Surinderlo, but it's in the net. Thanks for all your emails, tweets, keep them coming. @radio_RG. We love to hear from you. Email frenchopenradio@fft.fr. John says, how to annoy the French in one easy lesson. The Roland Garros clay is not sacred at all. Oof! Serve out wide from Djokovic. Like mishit from Surinderlo. It works out well, and now he's back into the point as the backhand drifts into the backhand corner of Djokovic, who's down again as he slips, but he's wrong-footed by the forehand of Surinderlo, which was a beauty. It's 15-30. I mean, Djokovic should be looking at his shoes. That would be your first port of call. They're obviously clay court shoes, but they're not doing the job.
Not doing the job is right.
Surinderlo did really well in that point. doing what Sophie Amiak said, a bit of wrong-footing his opponent whenever he can. Two, 15-30, Djokovic serves. Down the tee, forehand return from Cerundolo. Slightly mishit again, but it's in. Backhand from Djokovic to the backhand of Cerundolo, goes back to the backhand of Djokovic. Now he runs round it to the inside in forehand. Djokovic redirects back down behind him. Forehand, cross court from Cerundolo on the run in the tram lines. Djokovic standing his ground. Backhand so solid. It was 30 all on Cerundolo this time.
Yeah, he's the one now talking to his box.
I think the secret to all the stopping all the chat with the boxes and stuff, put them higher up.
No,
they wouldn't even bother, would they?
No, you don't want to do that because you want to allow coaching.
Oh no, no, that's fine. But they can, you know,
can't coach that far.
Serve and volley from Djokovic, and he makes the volley. Nice serve out wide.
I guess if you're hurting. Although it's not easy to serve a volley because it takes some energy, but still it's shortening the point, and especially if you're serving that well. That was a great serve from Djokovic.
It's a picture from Vic saying, all of us night match ticket holders are watching patiently outside. Not my first rodeo, so I got a deck chair early. Oh, well done, Vic. That's impressive. You'll get in soon. Might be a while yet, though. But it's game point Djokovic, 40-30. Misses with the first serve, just wide. Second serve. Having another epic game on the court, Suzanne Longland in the fourth game. Kicker from Djokovic. Slap back on the backhand from Cerundolo into the backhand corner from Djokovic, who's slightly on the defensive as he moved backwards by the depth of the Cerundolo ground strokes. Now Cerundolo goes after a forehand, but it's a big miss it. Way into the stands behind Djokovic, and the world number one holds, and he moves ahead 3-2. We had a chat the other day about stadium walk-on songs that players could play, and Alistair in North Carolina is suggesting that Djokovic could have King of Pain by the Police.
That's mean.
And for Zverev, it should be Night Shift by the Commodores. Exactly. Could be long. Jonathan says in Switzerland, I can't remember who Andy Murray was playing when he had a back spasm at Roland Garros.
I remember. But then
it was,
he won.
Two sets to love down and should have lost, but then the painkillers kicked in and he started moving and won in five.
Wasn't he playing against David Ferrer?
I think it was David Ferrer.
Yeah,
he might be right. Yeah. It sounds familiar. Yeah, the painkillers, you know, they do their job. They work.
It's just what's happening after that is not pleasant. When they wear out, you find yourself not being able to move.
Exactly. When you wake up in the morning tomorrow, or maybe in the middle of the night, get a bit of pain. Especially with knees. If your knee's uncomfortable in the night, it's not nice. They'll obviously have all the best treatment possible after.
I'm surprised that Djokovic hasn't changed his shirt. It's full of clay in the back.
Yeah,
he must be feeling it.
So 2-3, Cerundolo, the players have changed ends. It's still in the fourth game over on court, Suzanne Longley. We had one of these in the first set. Fritz leads 3-love in the second set. Rude's taken the first on the tiebreak, but it's deuce on the Rude serve, and that game's been going on forever. Tell you what's most likely is that after this match, if Djokovic wins, he'll take a long time to come to press as he has his treatment. Or he'll come straight in and then go off and spend hours being treated. Serve from Cerundolo is just lobbed back by Djokovic. He's giving himself time, and then Cerundolo misses the forehand.
Yeah, he's just giving points away. He has to make him play, especially when he's not pushed.
Hasn't played any drop shots for a while, has he?
Yeah.
John in Sweden. Has Djokovic not heard that Roland Garros is on clay? I think he knows. He's won it 3 times. Should be well used to it by now. And he's on top in this rally as he attacks with the forehand into the forehand corner of Cerundolo. It's just wide. Just. Cerundolo breathes a sigh of relief. He was over there. I'm not sure he would have been able to do too much with it. And it's 15-all. Cerundolo's Serene says, is there a record of most hours played on the road to the final? Because Djokovic could definitely break that. Well, yeah, there will be a record. I don't know what it is. But some players do take a long time to win their matches, come through some bruising battles. Djokovic, he's bruised, but he's not down.
No, he's not down.
It's 15-30 as Surundolo nets the backhand.
I mean, especially if he's feeling better physically, and it looks like he's feeling better. You know that in his mind, he's like, let's get through this, and let's see what tomorrow, brings.
Exactly. Surundolo serves 15-30 down the tee. It's good. Djokovic gets there, and the whip forehand inside in from Surundolo. That's as good a forehand he's hit in ages. 30 all. Eleanor Preston's just arrived. She's got a look on her face that says the night session should have started by now.
That's right.
It's supposed to start by 8:30. It's going to be late. It's going to be delayed because of this Djokovic-Surundolo 4-hour, 20-minute battle. Ooh, rather lame-looking serve from Surundolo. We said he looked pretty tired at the change of ends. He was just trying to kick that serve. It didn't go anywhere. It's 30-all, second serve. That's a better one. Kicker to the backhand of Djokovic, who for once makes the mistake on the ground stroke.
Yeah, it hasn't happened for a while that he's giving a free point away.
That's a gift. He'll take it happily. Game point, Surundolo to level up at 3-all. Sophie and I will be making our way out soon as Eleanor and Gigi get ready to take over.
I looked on my right and I'm like, that doesn't look like Gigi.
Stefan could do our job.
Of course. He's hard enough. He's hard enough.
Exactly. Surundolo serving to the backhand of Djokovic, who's on top of his toes to hit the two-hander as Surundolo goes back behind him, straight down the middle of the court. This time Djokovic starts moving Surundolo around. Forehand cross-court, sort of off the back foot from Surundolo. Then he just stands his ground as Djokovic attacks. Backhand cross-court from Surundolo. Up the line goes Djokovic with his backhand. Then he goes cross-court. This is a bruising rally. Drop shot from Djokovic is wide. Tried it cross-court. Ended up in the tram lines.
And
we're level at 4.
And that the whole box is on their feet for Surundolo. Just trying to pump him up, trying to give him and send him the energy that he's going to need to come through this match against Djokovic. 4 hours, 22 minutes on the clock.
Well,
ouch.
Ouch indeed. He did well to hold on in that service game. 3-all. 3-1 over on Longlen, and Rude's got a breakback point for 3-2. They're just going straight down the middle at each other, those two. It's quite funny to watch on our screen. Not risking anything yet, but at risk here is Novak Djokovic's place in the next round, and maybe his number one ranking, because if he loses here, it goes to Jannik Sinner. Forehand into the forehand corner from Djokovic. High lob from Surundolo. Djokovic is underneath it, doesn't put it away. Here comes another lob. This one's deep.
That's long.
Too
yep.
deep.
Yep.
Ooh, that was a slight miss hit on the smash.
I feel a tie break here. Very long one.
I think that would be fair. Yeah, that's every chance.
10 point tie break just to finish up.
Yeah,
like just,
30-28.
Maybe.
Djokovic serving at 3-all, 15 love. Surundolo waits. And he returns on the backhand side. It's a serve and volley from Djokovic, who plays a good volley. Flick of the wrist from Surundolo, cross court. Djokovic does the splits almost and gets the ball over. I mean, that is some flexibility from Djokovic. He's got a big smile on his face now. Another fall, but he won the point.
That is somebody who doesn't have any pain in his knee. Let me tell you, what he just did is a fly down extension, complete split on the court. And then it was fun enough that it was like, oh, I'm flying down there with his arms. But you know what I love is the reaction of a Surundolo, applauding the shot, respecting his opponent the way that he's respected Djokovic throughout this match, even though, you know, how difficult it must be for him to play against Djokovic tonight because of the knee injury, the whole dynamic of this match, so difficult.
After Djokovic made that volley. He was sprawled on the ground, almost doing the splits, and he put his arms out wide and started almost like he was flying.
There's a surprise. Taylor Fritz up 4-1 in the second.
He held, saved that break point to hold and move ahead again further. Djokovic misses the first serve at 30 love. Second serve to come. Down the middle he goes, the backhand of Cirundolo. Now back behind him on the forehand side. Forehand cross court from Cirundolo. Goes with a bit more pace on the flattened out forehand. And then comes Djokovic, whips, slaps that forehand cross court. Inside the baseline is Djokovic, and he hammers the forehand inside out for a winner.
Oh, what a beauty. Great opportunity here to hold at love.
40 love, Djokovic, 3-all, final set. 8:35 local time, 4 hours, 25 minutes on the clock. Backing up his 5-set epic the other night. Djokovic serves into the net. Cirundolo takes several steps forward. He was very deep behind the first serve. Now he's just about a foot behind the baseline. He moves into the... What a good serve from Djokovic, but the forehand is too good for Cirundolo. Djokovic holds to love, and it's 4-3.
Well, as much as I would like to stay...
You're off.
I am off. I am going to
Thanks
give...
for coming.
...to give the mic to Eleanor's... Absolutely excited to finish this match. I can feel it.
Very good.
I can feel the vibe. So thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
Good night. Bonsoir.
Have a nice evening.
And good luck, really, Eleanor. I don't know. Gigi might not show up.
If you could write some of my story that I need to write, Sophie, while I'm waiting here, that'd be handy.
No, that wouldn't go well with you with your readers. All right.
Thank you, Sophie.
Bonsoir.
See you tomorrow. So it's 4-3. Djokovic leads in this final set. They're 2-love. 30 love on his own serve, got broken back. Remember, he had the knee issue early in the second set. That doesn't seem to be an issue now. He's taken some, had some treatment, had some painkillers, and he's moving now just as well as ever. We don't know how he'll feel when he wakes up tomorrow, when he stops, lets it stiffen up a little, but we shall see. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Simon.
How are you?
I feel like a phrase from a television show that used to be on in the UK when we were children. And one of the catch lines was, I've started, so I'll finish. And that's how I feel about this match.
Still
I saw
on.
The beginning of it, and I...
You're going to finish it.
And I'm going to finish it. Or it's going to finish me.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's been hard to predict all the way along. It's had drama, hasn't it? It's had moments of real jeopardy for Novak Djokovic.
Certainly has.
And that jeopardy hasn't gone away. We're still on serve, aren't we, in this fifth set?
We're effectively on serve. We've had one break apiece. But it's Cirundolo under a lot of pressure now. Just playing against the world number one, that's pressure enough. It's 33-4. Serve right onto the tee at the second serve. And a good forehand into the corner. Djokovic gets there, hoists a very high lob. It's going to go long, I think. Does. Cirundolo's having to play very good points to win points right now. Where is it? When the knee issue was at its worst, Djokovic was not moving to his right very much. He wouldn't move forward. But as the match has gone on, it seems to have cleared up.
And there were moments, weren't there, when Cirundolo had makeable shots at those times where he was just a little bit casual sometimes, missed shots he could have made. And it's always easy to say that from up here. But I just wonder if this match plays out and ends up being a Djokovic win as he just slightly overreaches with the backhand down the line and it lands long of the baseline. I wonder if Cirundolo will look back on those moments and say, I could have been more ruthless.
Well, he led 4-2 in the fourth set. He was doing the right thing. Djokovic held for 4-3 and then Cirundolo played a pretty poor game at 4-3. Under pressure, yes, in the biggest moment of his career, really. But he could have been more efficient and more accurate.
But he's also playing arguably the most resilient player of all time, one of the best competitors that tennis has ever seen. The man you'd want playing for your life.
Absolutely. As Cirundolo goes back behind Djokovic, gets a big stroke of luck off the top of the net, drops the other side.
I do wonder if the net might be Argentinian this evening, because Cerundolo's had quite a lot of net cords, and I know you don't believe that they even themselves out.
Oh, I don't.
But they just sometimes, one player gets very lucky at certain times, and that I think Cerundolo's had a few of those. Whether they will end up doing him any good remains to be seen, but he's 40 love up in this game.
He is, as Djokovic tries to get himself back into the game, but Cerundolo moving Djokovic around. Forehand on the sideline from Djokovic. Cerundolo, having a look at it, is just going to rub it out with his foot, I believe, or he's looking, he's got the umpire down, but no, he's waited till the umpire got within about 6 feet of him and then rubbed it out.
Well, she could probably have done with a walk. She's been sat there for 4.5 hours.
Exactly. She probably needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
Or a lie down.
It is one of the ability to maintain your composure. Holding it all in for officials. It must be a key skill, being an umpire.
I wonder if they train themselves. Big serve from Cerundolo and a drop shot from the Argentinian is good. Djokovic gets there. Forehand volley cross court from Cerundolo. Djokovic going to get to this too. Backhand volley cross court for Cerundolo is wide. And Cerundolo, Djokovic starts conducting the crowd again.
Arms up, sweeping motion, just saying, up, up, I need energy, I need to feed off you.
Movement from Djokovic there, absolutely top notch. Cerundolo thought he won it with the first volley. Djokovic scrambled across and got it.
This is much more of a contest now, isn't it? It's much more about the tennis at this point.
Oh, yeah. Big serve from Cerundolo on game points, still game points, 40-30. Good return from Djokovic. He's back into it on the backhand side. Backhand from Cerundolo, trying to push Djokovic back. Djokovic on the backhand side redirects it up the line. Forehand cross court from Cerundolo. Forehand cross court from Djokovic. Slightly miss it on the forehand from Cerundolo. Has to slice the backhand to get back in position. Shorter backhand from Djokovic again has Cerundolo on the run, but he checks his movement quickly. Drop shot from Djokovic is good. Cerundolo doesn't get there. Juice.
Too good from Novak Djokovic, and again he's just exhorting the crowd and they're on their feet. Many of them have got their phones out capturing arguably the greatest player of all time battling for his place in Roland Garros 2024.
Certainly is. There's no give up in Novak Djokovic these days. He just keeps on trying even when his back's to the wall. He believes he can get out of it, and he's not far away from doing that as Cerundolo serves at 3-4 deuce and then plays a great forehand behind Djokovic for a winner.
And that's what he needs to do over and over again. Wrong foot Djokovic, because he's now playing the Novak Djokovic that can move and can reach and can cover the court.
Alex agrees with me. Yes, over the very long term, net courts do not... They may even out over the very long term, but not true in a match or a tournament or event season.
No, because not all points are equal.
Exactly. Serve onto the service line from Cerundolo. Big return from Djokovic. Cerundolo hanging in there in this point. Slice backhand from him is short. Djokovic gets round it and hooks it onto the sideline on the forehand side. Plays another drop shot. Another beauty.
He has played throughout this match, actually, the drop shots very, very well. And Cerundolo just shaking his head, going to his towel box, huffing and puffing a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely tired, as you would be after playing 4.5 hours, but there's also a lot of stress and strain and tension. In a match like this, biggest stage of his life, biggest chance of his life to beat a world number one. 3-4 deuce. Serve onto the backhand side of Djokovic, who sends it straight back to Cerundolo with a bit of interest. And the backhand from Cerundolo goes wide. And it's break point to the three-time champion, the 24-time Grand Slam champion.
Is this the moment where Djokovic banishes all that doubt, all those questions, all those worries about his fitness, about his tennis, about his lack of confidence, lack of matches coming in to Roland Garros?
Breakpoint Djokovic. kick serve from Surinderlo. Didn't want to go for the big flat one. Instead, he redirects the backhand behind Djokovic. Djokovic slices the backhand. Mid-court ball for Surinderlo. He attacks on the forehand side, but Djokovic is there. Forehand from Djokovic on the run. Good depth. Surinderlo gets it. Backhand from Djokovic from way out of court. Now he's back in position. Forehand up the line is... On the line, is it or is it out? Surinderlo stands over it. The umpire's coming down. Surinderlo's not sure. I think it's going to be good.
Djokovic is very...
It's good. It's in. And Djokovic breaks.
I think Djokovic knew that was good. He was already advancing. He was almost saying to the umpire, I think it's good, it's good, it's good, isn't it? And it was. And the turnaround, well, it's almost complete.
Surinderlo knew too, I think. He would have been circling a mark if he could find one. He's busy leaning against the fence on the side of the court, having a big conversation with his team from a distance away. But he has been so close, really, to victory in this match. And now he's so close to defeat. Djokovic will serve for the match at 5-3.
And you talked about the pressure of playing over five sets, the physical pressure, the mental pressure, the concentration. And this is Djokovic's bread and butter. How many times have we seen this? Well, we've seen it already once this week, let alone during the course of his career.
Exactly, we saw it two nights ago. Djokovic begins his service game, serving for a place in the quarterfinals. He starts with a huge serve down the tee, which is returned but over the baseline by Surinderlo. First serves. When you're serving out a match, that's what you're looking for. Djokovic makes sure on the first one. Surinderlo desperately trying to get back into this match. Djokovic trying to finish it off. Serve is good again. It's a serve volley. It doesn't have to volley because the backhand returns in the net. And it's 30-love.
It's going to be quite a celebration for Novak Djokovic, isn't it? Yeah. Are we going to see the old... Remember the days we used to rip his shirt open? Yeah. We might see that. We might see some histrionics. We might even see some tears of relief.
Could be.
He's played more than 9 hours of tennis now in 3 days.
In two matches.
Phenomenal effort from a 37-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. On Rafael Nadal's birthday. Turned 38 today. Djokovic serves at 30-love, 2 points from victory. Big serve down the tee. Surinderlo returns it deep to the forehand of Djokovic, who plays it into the backhand corner. Good depth from Surinderlo with his own backhand. This time Djokovic goes with a bit more angle. Backhand on the run from Surinderlo. Backhand cross court from the Argentinian. They go backhand to backhand. This time Surinderlo changes it up. Forehand's good from Djokovic. Forehand up the line from Surinderlo. Another long rally between these two. Bigger forehand from Djokovic. Slap forehand from Surinderlo. Drop shot from Djokovic. Surinderlo will get there and swat it away. I don't know how many shots that was, but they are both exhausted.
Great play from Surinderlo. To get there is one thing, but to knife that volley cross-court away from Djokovic and to have the presence of mind to do that, to select the right shot and to execute it at this point in the match.
Still 2 points from victory. Novak Djokovic getting ready to serve at 30-15. 5-3 to the good. Surinderlo waits for the serve. It's a good one down the tee. Gets it back on the forehand side. Djokovic hits inside in. The high hoisted forehand from Surinderlo. He's going to put up a lob. Djokovic is moving backwards to hit it. Doesn't put it away. Surinderlo gets the backhand into play. Forehand from Djokovic is good. Now they get settled into a backhand to backhand rally again. Djokovic down the middle. Drop shot from Surinderlo is pretty good. Djokovic will get there. Slice up the line. Forehand pass in the net from Surinderlo. And it's two match points to Novak Djokovic.
And he is hunched over, hands on knees. And now the arms are waving again, trying to G on the crowd, give him the final burst of energy that he needs to get this match done. This match, which all seemed lost.
The crowd has played a big part in getting Novak Djokovic to this point. He looked in big, big trouble when he was having knee treatment. Early in the second set, he couldn't move much in the third. In the fourth and fifth, he's moved like a dream. and now he stands with two match points for a place in the quarterfinals. Umpire just waits for a bit of quiet as Djokovic prepares to serve at two match points. Serve from Djokovic is out wide. Cerundolo hits a forehand with a bit slightly mishit, but it lands in. Backhand cross court from the Argentinian is very close to the service line. Djokovic has stopped. He thinks it's wide. He circled what he thinks is a mark. I'm not sure he's totally convinced. Umpire says out. It's over. And Novak Djokovic, from down and out in the fourth set, is through somehow to the quarterfinals of Roland Garros once more. 6-1, 5-7, 3-6, 7-5, 6-3, 4 hours, 39 minutes of pure drama.
And he's blowing kisses to the crowd, clenching his fists. He is the miracle man, the marathon man of this Roland Garros. Incredible resilience from the world number one.
Back-to-back five-setters, back-to-back four-hour-plus. Problems with the knee, moving like a dream in the fourth and fifth. We don't know how it'll react when he stops and he sleeps tonight, but he's still alive in this year's Roland Garros, and he is through to the quarterfinals, where he will play either Casper Ruud or Taylor Fritz, who have played 2 hours, 4 minutes, and it's one set all on Court Suzanne Lenglen.
And huge round of applause for Cerundolo as he walks off court, and that's deserved. He's played his part in this contest. It's never a disgrace to lose to Novak Djokovic, to the world number one. Certainly the greatest competitor, I think, on the men's side. I would put Serena in the same category, an extraordinary one.
I'd put Rafael Nadal in there as well. I think Nadal, Djokovic, the two biggest fighters on the men's side. Djokovic, you just never know what's going on with him. You don't know if he's down and out, but when he is down and out, that's when you know that he's going to try and fight back, and he has fought back, and he is through to the quarterfinals, and in a moment we're going to hear from him.
It's going to be really interesting to hear what he says on court, but also in the press conference, which of course will bring you the audio when we have it here on Radio Roland Garros. I'm sure there'll be lots of questions about his physical condition, about his ability to progress at this tournament.
The boy in the crowd has just caught Novak's shirt and a sweatband. Nice catch on the sweatband, because I think it was aimed for someone else. Plucked it out of the sky.
He'll go home happy. Novak Djokovic will go home happy.
He will go home happy with winning. Slightly concerned about his knee, perhaps, but the way he moved in that fourth and fifth set, especially in the fifth set, well, it didn't look like there was anything wrong, so maybe the pain had dissipated. The painkillers had done their job. And we have to assume, and Cerundolo assumed, and whoever he plays next will have to assume that Djokovic is at 100% for when he plays that quarterfinal. So here we go with Mats Wilander. We're going to hear what Novak Djokovic has to say.
Novak, I don't have words to describe what I witnessed again. So go ahead. How do you do that? All of it.
I had the same question from Correa after the last match. À quoi un fois je parle français parce que je dois dire encore un grand merci. Parce que encore comme le dernier match, la victoire est vous, est votre victoire. Non, c'est vraiment. Parce que le dernier match, j'étais 12-7 ans pour Musetti et dans le quatrième set, dans le 2 partout. Énergie sur les cours, on a complètement changé. Vous me donnez beaucoup de soutien ce soir, aujourd'hui aussi. Donc vraiment merci. Qu'est-ce que je peux dire?
Euh,
J'étais peut-être à 3-4 points de perdre cette match aujourd'hui. Et je donne une grande félicitation à Francisco pour jouer sur très haute qualité. Bravo.
Djokovic just thanking the crowd for their support, paying homage,
il
of course, to his opponent.
Applause, ça c'est sûr. Après, comment je trouvais le mode de gagner aujourd'hui, je ne sais pas. C'est uniquement explication.
Because I don't know how I won that. Well, I don't think any of us know how you won that. Novak Djokovic. And cuts the interview somewhat short. I think he must be utterly exhausted. Of course, he'll have to go. Presumably, there'll be physio on that knee issue, an ice bath, all the recovery that he will need to do in order to be ready for the next match.
And, ressortir de l'enceinte, celles qui ont des billets de soirée, vous pouvez
rester à votre place. Thanking his own resilience, because that was an incredibly robust, resilient and gutsy performance from Novak Djokovic. And he is through against the odds, but he's through. And guess who else is here? It's Gigi. The Empress has arrived.
Hi. Thank you very much to Simon. He's got some writing to do and he stayed a little bit longer. I was actually watching the end of this match, doing the live TV show with Luca Pui, and it was really interesting to get his thoughts on Novak Djokovic. And he said right from the outset, if he's still out there, he's okay. Because he said, look, as athletes, you know how bad it is, and you're not going to continue however much you want something if it's going to do extra damage. And he said he's going to, without hesitation, he said he will now win this. And we saw, didn't we, in the fourth set, Cyrindolo had the break. He conceded the break. It started to get into his head, and then the Djokovic fall in the fifth set. But yes, the resilience of Novak Djokovic is something else. We've seen it before. He's come through. What that means in terms of winning this title, I don't know. He faces the winner of Kasparu Taylor-Fritz, who've split sets. My tip was going on really well. Did he just drop that second set? Turns out Luca Pui has tipped Kasparu to win the title as well.
Excellent. Well, he'll also be looking at that scoreline nervously. Of course, we'll keep you up to date. Yes, I mean, the two questions. We don't know how bad the injury that Novak Djokovic had treatment for is. We just don't know. We can speculate and we can...
But it's not that bad if he stays out there for as long as it can't be.
No, I agree.
It can't be that bad. If because you will know if you're going to do more damage, and he's not going to risk Wimbledon, he's not going to risk the Olympics at his age.
I agree. And I think the one of the questions that the physio team will always ask a player when they come onto court is, will I do more damage? Because that's the key question. That's the most important thing.
And you know in yourself, pain levels. And obviously the painkillers, he took help with the pain, and there's the adrenaline that you add on top of that. And I just don't think it's not worth it, is it? It's not worth being sidelined for 2-3 months with an injury.
No, and you know, it wasn't... yeah, we'll find out a lot from the press conference, won't we? We'll find out if Novak Djokovic is being open. He has sometimes a habit of being somewhat cryptic when he wants to be, and that's fair enough. He has a Grand Slam to win in his mind, and that's his priority. But leaving aside the injury and the level of injury and the level of pain, it's 9 and a bit hours of tennis in 3 days, and that is a lot for a 37-year-old body to deal with. As fit as he is, and as incredible an athlete as he has been through his career, that is a lot.
He might switch it round and say, well, I hadn't played as many matches as I would have wanted to, so he can switch it on the positive and said, I've now got that tennis in my legs.
Well, he's my pick for the title. He remains my pick for the title.
Were you a little bit nervous or not at any point?
No, I wasn't nervous. The last thing I said... and when I left my first commentary shift of this match, I did the beginning and the end.
Of course.
And the last thing I said was, I could still see Novak Djokovic winning this in five.
Well, I think it's like when Tsitsipas went two sets up in the final against Novak Djokovic, we were still saying, there's still a chance that Djokovic is going to win this. And how often would you say that in a Grand Slam final? Because he has done it. So, look, against Musetti in that fifth set, he raised his level. Serve potential, she just went up. He started hitting the... Yes.
Right. What he does.
We'll
what
carry
he does.
On this discussion. We'd love to hear from you. We do have Fritz and Ruud going on. That's a centerpiece. It's only in the second game of the first set. So what we thought we would do as we get ready for the players for the night session, so that's Sasha Zverev and Holger Rune, they're kicking out the day session, although Djokovic is still on court and they'll bring in the night session. We wanted to round up a little bit of the action And I think the perfect place to start is with Alex de Minaur, who's reached his second Grand Slam quarterfinal, his first at Roland Garros. He screamed at the end of the match, "I love it here! I love it here!" And he may not have said that about this surface a couple of years ago, but he got a really good win today against Daniil Medvedev. He's through to the last eight. And just have a listen to what he had to say when he came into press.
I'm pretty happy, not going to lie. It's